Mark your calendars. November 17th is Pink Friday at Sarah Bauer Boutique. Pink Friday, you'll enjoy 20% off site-wide. $50 or more, you'll get free shipping in the U.S. and $75 or more, and you'll get a free gift with your purchase. November 17th through December 24th, you'll also receive a scratch and save in every purchase made that'll give you exclusive discounts. This Pink Friday, make sure you support a small dream. Remember, Pink Friday is about embracing individuality and supporting small businesses before Black Friday's rush. Join us in this festive celebration of style and uniqueness in the community. Don't miss out on elegance and savings and the joy of shopping small at Sarah Bauer Boutique for Pink Friday. Be a part of something special and shop www.sarahbauerboutique.com. It will be linked in this episode's description. Have a wonderful day. Hello, and welcome back to Loving Yourself Completely. I hope you're all having an amazing week. And I don't know if any of you are feeling the holiday pressure extra this year, but I feel like I'm 10 steps behind already, and it's like the second week of November. Usually I'm so far ahead of this stuff, and guess what, you guys? I haven't started yet. So all my friends, they're like, oh yeah, we went Christmas shopping over the weekend, or oh, you know, we put our decorations up already. And I'm like, are you guys really far ahead? Or am I, and I'm behind, or are you guys starting extra early and I'm normal? No, I'm joking. So anyways, I feel like I need to be playing catch up. This week has been an insanely busy week. I literally told my husband last night, I'm like, maybe I should have said I wasn't doing an episode this week because of how crazy getting ready for Pink Friday is going to be. Pink Friday for my boutique is the week before Black Friday. So it's like a small business's Black Friday gives people an opportunity to shop small businesses first. Anyway, so this is my first one. Preparing for that now means that on top of the 1,852 tasks I had, now I have 5,637 tasks to do. So my days have been super full and crazy. And I thought about posting that I wasn't going to do an episode this week so I could get these, you know, 4 hours that I spend doing the episodes and editing and writing and 4+ and kind of turn that towards preparing for the sale. But then I thought, you know, maybe that could be my break time. This can be my venting time, you know, I'm by myself, like 6-7 hours a day of just working and focusing on that. And then I'm doing it more when my family gets home with the chaos around me. Not chaos, but you know, your family's home and there's just stuff going on, homework and showers and visiting and trying to have that family time on top of still trying to get my work done as well. I'm like, I seriously need to wake up at 3 a.m. and go to bed at midnight to get my things done. But it's just been a chaotic week. So when I've been looking around and so many people, I feel like are getting all this stuff done, and I'm like, well, like, you can't see what I did, but I did it. Like, I did something. So I was joking with Brett the other night. I'm like, I really need to start Christmas shopping. And he's like, literally the only thing left to buy him is a car. Like, what do you get kids after so long when they've just been, you know, he's an only child. And I feel like most parents, you just get them the stuff throughout the year, or they just don't really want for much anymore, especially kids that are like my kid. He's super into video games and he's begging for like a VR set. And I'm like, that sounds so ridiculous. And also, how easy would that be to just get that and not have to shop for the little bullshit if that's what you want? And of course, as we've talked about before, his birthday is literally like 9 days before Christmas. So it is, I'm usually so much further ahead. This first year, like I said, opening the boutique has really thrown my game off of my focus, and I'm trying to regain it back. But at the same time, I've just been loving the chaos because it's my chaos. And I feel like when you're really passionate about what you do, it becomes just a passion and not a stress. Yes, I'm overwhelmed. Yes, my brain is going 24/7. Yes, I feel like I need 5,000 arms. But at the same time, it's mine. It's mine and I enjoy it. And watching people happy or seeing them post their pictures or listening to, you know, the excitement of what I'm doing has been, honestly, I feel like I've been searching for it my whole life. So not complaining, just noticing different times of the year is definitely a lot more than expected, and dealing with people or dealing with, I'm learning a lot about people this year, I will say. And that's what I really wanted this episode to be about today, is talking about not so much, of course, self-love, but exploring this crazy phenomenon of having these haters and why they're there and who they are really, and those individuals that seem to just thrive on criticism and negativity and gossip and people's pain and people's struggles. You know, those people who hear somebody struggling and then they tell people about it. Like, what is that? I never really understood that. I never understood somebody going, oh my gosh, this happened to so-and-so. Can you believe that? I seen that coming. You know, they're so stupid or they're so ridiculous, or I can't understand why they're being this way. And just those people that almost seem to get off on other people's misery, but I guess misery loves company. So that's what I really want to understand this year, is I've seen so many people, and even people I thought would support me that didn't. And then the people who I didn't know would support me came out of nowhere and have become some of my closest friends. And so I just think about it all the time. I feel like I think about it every day. When you know who people are and you don't see their growth journey happening, you know their responses, you know their thoughts, because they're not growing, how do you deal with that? Right? So I get so many questions of how do you deal with people that are negative constantly, or how did not even so much toxic people, just toxic to themselves. So in turn, it's toxic to be around. And that's what I really want to address today. So firstly, I hope you all had a great week, and I want you to join in on this conversation and welcome all our new listeners. You guys are just finding me by the thousands, so I'm so thankful for you, and welcome to Loving Yourself Completely. Let's get started. Calling all my friends from all corners of the internet, I'm here to tell you about Sarah Bauer Boutique. In the virtual aisles of shopping Sarah Bauer Boutique, you are not just browsing through clothes, you're exploring a world of self-expression and self-love. You click, you browse, you discover the pieces that resonate with your unique vibe and individuality. My online boutique is more than just a website. It's a celebration of self-love. It's about feeling confident, radiant, and utterly comfortable in your own skin. Every outfit you find there is a reminder that you are worthy and beautiful, and you deserve to wrap yourself in it every single day. So grab your device, visit Sarah Bauer, Bauer, boutique.com, and indulge in a joy of self-love through fashion. Let's redefine online shopping together, making it a delightful, powerful experience, because you deserve nothing but the best. Remember to give them a reason to stare from Sarah Bauer Boutique. So first, let's understand what, let's call them haters. We're just going to call them haters. We're going to take it old school. Let's understand what they are. Again, we have talked about, you know, people projecting a lot on here, but they are. That's what a hater is. It's an individual who projects their insecurities onto you or other people, and they may feel threatened by your confidence or your success, and that prompts them to criticize you. And it's almost a defense mechanism, I feel like, of their self-sabotage. They sabotage their own life by being so negative. They don't realize the circle that it creates. So a lot of times, does it hurt your feelings? Yes. But then I project back to them and I go, what are you struggling with? Where are you having such a hard time that you feel the need to search for the negativity in others? You know, that's my biggest question. Why do you feel so threatened by somebody else's individual life? And recognizing this can be a huge first step in not taking those comments personally. I tell my son that all the time. You know, he'll struggle with somebody at school, and I say, you know, how sad is it that they have to go home and they probably deal with that at home, and that's what they're learning. Like, could you imagine hurting somebody's feelings like that? And he'll say no. And of course, like, as a mom heart, you're like, oh, thank God. But at the same time, I go, see, you couldn't imagine making somebody sad or upset or making fun. So imagine the life that they have, that's what makes them feel okay about themselves. That's crazy. And you have to take that into being an adult as well. And I have to remind myself of that, because I'll hear or see certain things said about me, you know, from some stranger on the internet or somebody I know or some email or whatever, any kind of negativity that I receive or that I know has been said, I'll sit there and I go, you know what though? Imagine the life they lead with that being their mindset, with that voice in their head. That's that voice in their head on repeat all day, constantly thinking others are judging them, constantly thinking others are attacking them, thinking about them and being so negative towards them, instead of having the friend group that goes, good for you, cheering you on, can't wait to see your success. I know you're going to go far. I'm so proud of you. Imagine not having that. And then I feel reverse, not so sad for myself, but hey, look at what they projected onto me, because how awful would that be to live that life and to go, this is who I am and I'm not changing. So, and how did they respond back to you is another thing. So they often express themselves through the criticism and negativity, like we just said, or even, you know, that annoying passive aggressive behavior. But it's crucial to recognize those tactics, like I just said, to look at what they're saying and not go and kind of move yourself out of the target and go, oh yeah, that's not for me. Understand that their opinions don't define who you are. It defines who they are. So looking at somebody who has that constant self-criticism, they might not even know they're doing it. And that is the majority of people I've come across. Some people are just bluntly, flat out mean, rude, and will say, yeah, they think they're being honest, but they're just being assholes. But other people, I've met so many this year, they don't even know they're saying the like backhanded comments. And I'll go, oh, that was kind of rude. And they're like, what? I'm like, no, like the way you said this implies this. And I think that was kind of uncalled for. And then I watch the gears kind of turn in their head, and they're like, yeah, I definitely could see how you take it that way. I like that they're acknowledging the rudeness, but also like, now can you fix that? Now can you go, okay, I'm going to take that. I'm going to turn that around and go, what can I do to not sound like a, let's say it, an asshole to people who have done nothing to deserve that? And maybe my enviness is leaking through the seams and I didn't even feel it. I didn't even know that could happen to me. And you pause for a moment. You go, okay, all right. So that's where I need to reevaluate my growth journey of loving myself more than somebody else's success or looks or life, to not be bitter. I hope that makes sense. Because that's what I've come across the most lately, is the undercover haters that sometimes don't even know they're doing it. So you responding is super powerful. Don't let these comments slide. And I've noticed that a lot. If somebody hurts your feelings, call them out on it. Give them a phone call. Shoot them a text. Well, I don't like texting. I'd like phone calls. Hey, I noticed you did this. I noticed you said this. I noticed that you responded this way to my stuff. And I just want to address this because I feel like maybe that was taken out of context, or you think I'm doing something you would do and I'm not. You are taking this personally and you're projecting it onto me. So what's going on now? So I like to approach things immediately. And a lot of times that can kill the fire, because maybe they are taking it a different way. I hate text messages. I hate, you know, the bullshit of addressing things, because so many people think, oh, that's directed towards me. I'm like, ah, that's directed towards a lot of people. Let's be honest. But if you're feeling that way, let's turn that around and see why. Why are we feeling that way? I'm allowed to express my hurt, my pain. If you're taking that directly, what's your hurt? What's your pain? Things like that. You don't have to be rude about it. Approaching the situation with the self-compassion, and understand that not everybody will support you. And that's okay. But you focusing on your strengths and, you know, like we said, even the smallest of achievements, let them speak louder than these negative comments. Remember that their perception of you is not your reality. I tell myself that about 1,000 times a day. I have so many people who think I'm a certain way, who think they think a lot of things about me. Let's be honest, when your face is only social media and they don't always know your heart and they just see social media side of you or business side of you, and they think, oh my gosh, they think all these things, and, you know, kind of get rude or envious or think your life is a certain way and think, oh, you have no struggles and no, you have whatever. You get to see sides of people that you wouldn't necessarily see on another term. So setting healthy boundaries to that, you know, a lot of people will put their whole life out there. I'm not one of them. You will see what I want you to see because my life can be private. I'm allowed to have a private life even if I have a business on social media, even if I do a lot of social media stuff, I'm still allowed to lead a private life of my details. And a lot of people don't respect that. A lot of people want to know so many different things that you're not entitled to. Don't let people feel entitled to knowing things about you, especially if it's done so in a rude manner. That's why you have to be so selective in your friend group, setting those healthy boundaries. And if the criticism becomes toxic with people, you know, there is constructive criticism. That's okay. But if it becomes toxic, it's okay to also distance yourself from those people and surround yourself with the positive influences that lift you up and support you in your journey towards loving yourself and self-love. And another effective strategy is to shift that perspective. Consider criticism as that opportunity to grow. Take that frustration and maybe hurt feelings and turn it around for growth. Use the constructive or sometimes toxic feedback to improve your life, but don't let just blunt negativity affect your self-esteem, because that's what they're going for. They go, if I knock them down a couple pegs, they won't make me feel bad about myself and reflect on whatever the hell I'm doing to make myself feel so negative towards them. I was talking really fast during that segment, wasn't I? I'm like catching my breath and I'm like, wow, that was a lot to be said in a short period of time, in 8 minutes that I've been recording this part. But I feel so passionate about the fact that I think we've all, if you're out of it now, we've all been in a place where we judged others, or maybe we didn't feel the best about people's decisions and we expressed it in not so nice way, but you can do different and you can be better, because being on the other side of it or growing and aging and understanding that people's life choices have nothing to do with you is a huge step to loving yourself, because nobody's focusing on you more than you. Nobody cares. And I used to take it so personally, these small little comments from people who honestly think about me for 10 seconds a day, say their rude thing and are on their merry way, or they scroll past that post, say their rude comment or their rude message or whatever, and then keep going. And I'm sitting here going, now why am I thinking about it all day? Who are these people to you? So stopping the flow of energy at the source is the most healthy thing you can do for yourself. Since I stopped taking that and stopped taking it personally and flipped that perception of what's going on in their life to where they feel a certain way, it has really changed everything about the way I look at things. But I think a lot of it has been written in about friends and family. And that's a really hard one. That's a really hard one when the most negativity comes from friends and family, because I'm going to be honest, that's where it usually comes from. I say these little comments about random strangers on the internet, but that's about a 1% of people who struggle with haters or whatever. It's usually the people that are the closest to you. And I've always read something that resonates with me is, you know, haters are your friends and family because they can't believe you came from the same place and you're doing something so different. They're mad about it, whatever. Or they didn't have the guts to go after their dreams like you, when they're angry. Dealing with that from friends is really hard because you chose to let them in. You chose to tell them certain things. You chose them to be in your life. And then they turn on you because of jealousy. And that's a hurtful one. And they might not even know they're doing it, but not supporting you is just as guilty as saying negative things. So dealing with that, a lot of you, it can be especially challenging when those closest to you have become the source of your negativity. So we're going to jump into just three quick questions about it, and I'm going to give my feedback.
Hey Have you heard the news? Spotify has amazing new ways to listen to your favorite music and podcasts. Be sure to turn on notifications to Loving Yourself Completely to never miss an episode. Download Spotify today for free.
Now, constantly talking about, you know, self-love and the journey to loving yourself, I get so many emails that just talk about the struggles to loving themselves when they're constantly surrounded by negativity. And that's, I guess, the hardest thing is if you're, even if your spouse is a negative person and you're trying to grow in that self-love, that's really hard. I couldn't imagine doing it without my husband. Would I try? I hope so. I hope in another life, if I didn't have him and I was on the journey to self-love, I would hope that I would distance myself from negativity and see that that's what needed to be done instead of thinking I deserved it. That's a really hard one for a lot of people. But so the main one is the what if your friends and family seem like your biggest critics, whether mostly negativity comes out of it, you know, that can be the biggest challenge, like I said, but you have to remember that that stems from their own insecurities or fears. And maybe you're exposing those fears to them by what you're doing. But I also feel like it doesn't have to be an end all be all with the relationship. If you have open communication, share those feelings with them. Express the importance of support during on this journey, whatever journey, whether it be career, self-love, parenthood, relationship. Express that support and how important it would be to you and is to you. And hope that they come with you. You don't have to push away at the first, you know, struggle. You can keep expressing like, hey, I really need you to be there for me. Hey, I really need you to support me. Hey, I really don't tell anybody this, but this is how I'm feeling. And I really hope I can trust you or whatever. I say that because trust is my biggest thing. And once I lose it, it's just gone. And as I'm getting older, I feel like it's getting worse because I just don't trust people easily. So when I do and it's broken, it's just done. And I feel like I maybe I'm really harsh about it. But if I've expressed the importance of it to me and then it's still destroyed, that's when I feel okay about it. So with my friendships, right in the beginning, I'm very honest about my feelings towards it, about, you know, expressing myself and then hearing if it gets broken, the immediate reaction is, you only had one warning. That's all I give to people. I don't need, you know, certain people in my life. I have my family who have my full trust and my husband and my son, and that's what I need. So anything else is an add-on for me. So the moment I feel non-support or negative feedback or I hear something that was said, my immediate response is protective mode. It's almost like a shield goes up and I go, oh, you don't get that access anymore because you abused it. And that's okay to do. Be open with your communication. Give them a chance. Give them a chance to be like, okay, this is really important to him or her that I have this quality. If I have it, great. I'm going to use it. If I don't have it and I can't do them justice, maybe the relationship isn't a good idea, whether it be your spouse, your friend, your family, somebody you just met. You have those gut instincts about people. And I know there's been times with friends of mine who I thought they were really close to me, and then they showed me a different side. And that's hard because you kind of feel tricked sometimes. And that frustration is scary because you feel like you let yourself down. And I've dealt with that recently, is I felt like I let myself down because I trusted somebody so much. And then that was taken from me really quickly. And then all of a sudden, that wall's back up and you don't get that side anymore. Everybody goes through this. Everybody goes through the struggle of handling the difficulties in close relationships, because let's face it, those are the people closest to you. And with your spouse, you have those hard conversations. You have that stuff. And you hope that they respect it and they are kind to your feelings. That's what you deserve. I'm lucky enough that I do have that, but so many don't. And I'm happy that my husband is very respectful. And let's face it, I mean, he's a quiet guy, so I don't have to worry about much. But I have so many friends that deal with spouses that they can't trust. And I'm not going to say, like, cheating and things like that, but trusting in, hey, let's keep our struggles between us. Let's not blab it at the whole family reunion. You know what I mean? Like, keeping your relationship private is important because that's how you save it. And I don't have to forgive, you know, Sally's husband for what he did to her. She can. I don't have to. So watch who you tell certain things to, because grudges can be formed and then all of a sudden you're facing a backlash of criticism from certain people that maybe you caused yourself. So you have to watch those things too. You have to be able to handle the criticism from family and friends and spouses without straining those relationships. The empathy you need to approach these situations is one of the biggest parts of your self-love journey. Because we have empathy as we're going through this, we have to understand that their criticism might be unintentional and truly driven by concern. So communicating your feelings calmly and really tapping into the self-love journey, empathizing your need for the support from them is huge. Encourage a dialogue that creates an understanding, allowing both of you to express yourselves openly and being fully honest. These relationships are really hard to approach when one person knows how to communicate and the other person doesn't, or constantly cutting people off and not allowing somebody to express their hurt. When somebody expresses their hurt, you don't get to say that they're not hurting. I think that's a really big one. So what happens when expectations clash with your pursuit to self-love? What happens with that? And I feel like the balance between honoring people's expectations but also staying true to yourself is crucial. When friends or family or spouses have expectations of you and what they want from you, that's when healthy boundaries, communication, and seeking common ground is of the utmost importance, because helping them understand your perspective can lead to a supportive relationship and it can make or break the entire thing. I think that's what a lot of people don't understand about relationships, is they think a fight is you versus them when it's you and versus the relationship. Like, you're in this relationship together and we're trying to find a common ground together. It's not me and versus you. It's you and me against the relationship. Like, not against, but for the relationship. You're trying to create a safe space for both of you. It's not an argument. It's an understanding. It's seeing things from their point of view. It's going, okay, sometimes through gritted teeth, I can see how you see it that way, but here's how it made me feel when you said that, because I didn't mean it that way. Perspective is massive in this kind of stuff, you know? And so many people think that their friends couldn't possibly, you know, need all of that attention and communication and things like that. And then they become what we call haters. And they go, well, where did that come from? People are like, I don't understand. We were such good friends. And all of a sudden, and you go, yeah, you know, communications, expectations, goals, and support wasn't at the utmost importance. Friendship takes about as much communication and support as a relationship. You're keeping another human being in your close circle, and your expectations of them are large. They're large because you want to be able to go to them in your excitement and in your devastations. So it has to be a trusting ground, and it has to be open communications of what you expect. And I think it's just as important, like I said, as a relationship. Friends can turn into haters really fast. You know, these are another example of you choosing them. This was your choice. Friends can have critical behavior that shows that they're haters. You have to kind of evaluate that nature of the criticism too. Is it constructive or purely negative? Do you hear more negative things from them than positive? And then address that issue directly by expressing your feelings and setting those boundaries, but understanding that they may not know they're doing it. Because true friends respect your journey towards everything from self-love and your career and relationships, and they offer that encouragement. But if they feel something's unhealthy for you and they express it, is it a good expression or a negative? Is it rude? Is it unkind? Is it not coming from a place of love? And that's where you really have to focus on what this relationship is for you. Is this a relationship that feeds them, feeds us both, or drains me constantly? And that's a question for yourself. So what happens if the question is answered with their negative? Do you cut them off instantly? Do you cut off, you know, friends? Do you cut off family? Do you cut off a spouse for the sake of self-love? And that's a big question. That's a big question that I get all the time is this something that I risk? And is it selfish? Do I risk relationships? It's a tough decision. But your mental and emotional well-being should always be top priority. So if those feel threatened, if the relationship is constantly hindering your self-love journey, consider taking a step back and surround yourself with individuals who uplift you and support your growth. And even if it's just yourself, be okay with your own company. I think that's my biggest stress with this entire podcast and loving yourself completely. Being okay with your own company. If you're not okay with yourself, how can you express to others how to be okay with you? Once you're finally okay with yourself, you may realize that along the way you've lost so many people because you finally realized your worth and how it's worth being spoken to, addressed, the feelings that come out when you're surrounded by certain people, the emotions, the backhanded comments, the non-constructive criticism, the toxic patterns that people are showing you. Once you see that, it almost can't be unseen. So when you surround yourself with yourself and your thoughts and your constant need for being better, your only competition turns into you. And I like that. I like being at competition with myself because it attracts others who are doing the same. I love people talking to me about their self-love journeys and growth and saying, oh, I wouldn't have responded this way ever before. And then look how I responded now. I'm so proud of myself. A lot of people think, oh, it's a fluke. Yeah, I was in a better mood that day, so I responded good and yada, yada, yada. But no, it's not. It is a true sign of you wouldn't have addressed it that way before. You might have come in guns blazing and now you're going, okay, so this was upsetting to me and I really want to look at it from your perspective. And I can see how you feel that way, but I also will not tolerate being spoken to that way and feeling that way. And you make me feel a type of way. And if you don't want to see it from my side, that's also upsetting for me. So I would really like to discuss this as a team, but also I have no problem playing alone, you know? So making that decision is huge. Remember, your journey towards self-love is extremely personal. So external opinions do not define that journey. You have to take control of the narrative, communicate openly, and really create the relationships that contribute positivity to your path of who you are, of your self-discovery that we keep talking about. I really am so focused on the self-love and compassion and discovery and growth because it is for yourself. And the people around you can play a huge role if it's not good. So focusing on seeing those, let's say, red flags in the people that are supposed to be closest to you. Red flags are not just in your dating life. They are in friendships. They are in families. They are in workplaces. They are everywhere. And you're allowed to take them out. That's okay. But I hope that you do so with careful consideration of communication because people can't read your mind. Express yourself. Express yourself to those people. And if after the expression, it's not owned, it's not apologized for, it's not changed, the action doesn't follow the words, then you can consider that. Not everything is make or break. Things can be a process. That's okay too. Mornings are already rough, so why not make it easier with Javi? J-A-V-Y. Javi Coffee is dairy-free, sugar-free, gluten-free, plant-powered, non-GMO, and ethically sourced. Javi Coffee is so simple. You take 1 to 2 teaspoons,
pour it in hot or cold water, put in your favorite toppings or creamer, and you're on the go. No stops in the morning, no waiting in line, no getting that machine out that you don't even know if it's clean. Drink Javi Coffee and get 20% off with Sarah, S-A-R-A 43934 today. Javi Coffee will change your whole morning mood. Drink Javi today. After last week's episode of, you know, intimacy in your relationships and keeping the spark alive and things like that, all the messages I received about, you know, just your self-love journey maybe clashing in your relationship, clashing in even friendships and things like that, a lot of you are struggling with that. But I know that once you open that communication box, it's hard to close. So once you see like these are the things that need to be addressed, it is important to you and you should express it. And having the right people in your life to hear it, listen to it, and take action on it is what's most important. So I really want to shift this focus inwards and redirect your attention to your own values and goals and well-being. Because when you prioritize your own happiness and growth, and those opinions become to lose the significance of it all. Reflecting on what truly matters to you and letting that guide your actions is so important. That's why I'm constantly talking about the mindfulness, because you're focusing just on you, not these external voices. You're staying present. You're detaching from all these judgments. When you're deep in your meditation and mindfulness and things like that, the activities can build that, I'd say, wall against the opinions of others. And the more you stay grounded and present in the moment, I feel like they have even less impact on your emotions because you're feeling it. When you're feeling these things first and you're going, wait, these are my emotions, I'm in charge of them, that refrains from believing them because you know who you are. It's the people who don't know who they are yet and haven't found that self-love that take the external judgments and criticism and toxic relationships, and that becomes them because I don't know who I am, so somebody else better tell me. Focus on that stuff and refrain from those negative thoughts. Train your mind to reinterpret negative comments. And instead of internalizing that, which I know we've all done before, somebody says something negative and then all of a sudden that voice is in your head. And how many times do I say, whose voice are you hearing? Whose is that? Whose voice are you hearing? View it as your opportunity to grow. Ask yourself, is there anything valid about this feedback? Is there anything? If so, use it constructively. But if it's baseless, let that shit slide off like water on a duck's back. Oh my God, that really just, okay, let's not come to me about how country that just sounded. Don't come for me right now, but you have to, like, that is the slickest shit I ever came up with in my life. Anyways, it's for real though, literally and figuratively. Like, this is for real. You have to let that shit go. Get a little more fuck it in you, okay? Who cares? Who cares? Who are you living for every day? Are you living for Sally on the internet or at Aunt Sally at family reunions or friend Sally at freaking school pickup? No, no, you're living for yourself. You have to refrain from the negativity. You have to empower yourself to maintain a positive self-image despite all these external influences. I spoke to you about, you know, imposter syndrome, not feeling like you're good enough for what you have, not feeling like you deserve it, not feeling like you have the guts to put yourself out there at what you're good at. And a friend of mine commented on that of what I had posted about imposter syndrome. And she's like, I always felt, you know, there's somebody better than me at this trait that I do. And I never put myself out there. I never want to feel like I'm bragging. Brag about your fucking self. Sorry for all my curse words this podcast, but like, it's so important to be your number one fan. Brag about yourself. Even if you struggle, even if you're sweating, even if you feel like, oh my gosh, like I'm still working on it, but I'm proud of where I'm at. Be that for yourself. You are the self-love. That's what you want. You want yourself to love yourself the most. So if you're not, how do you expect others to?
And that's not saying that you have to wait until you fully love yourself to have a relationship. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, how can people love you and show up for you if you're not showing them how it's done? If I am posting whatever for my business or whatever for myself or whatever for something I think is funny on TikTok, something goofy even, I'm doing that for me. I think it's freaking awesome. I worked really hard on that. This is what I think is cool, and you're not going to take that away from me because I loved it first. That doesn't get to change because of your external comparison or criticism. That doesn't change what I think. You have to refrain from that and keep that positive self-image. And I think a lot of people don't even know healthy ways to communicate that maybe you can say things to people that maybe did hurt you, or even if they don't know they hurt you, like how you can positively say something and instead of being like, hey, excuse me, and not so rude about it. So you can say things that maybe spark something in them to reevaluate how they're speaking to people. Maybe it's not just you. Maybe, you know, they're just like that in life. So I feel like, so these are my favorite go-tos for people that I think maybe aren't expressing constructive criticism and true concern, but maybe just trying to tear me down a little bit. But they do so in like a backhanded slap. So I say things a little differently, as kind, almost as a bless your heart in a southern form. But I'll say, one of my favorites is, I appreciate your perspective, but I am confident in my choices. And so that gives them like, okay, like she heard me, but pretty much like, fuck you. Or I acknowledge, so I'll acknowledge their opinion or whatever and their thought without it really bothering me. I hear it, but I reinforce myself in my decisions, kind of signaling that their judgments aren't going to sway me in any which way. I'll kind of say like, I understand that we may not agree, and that's okay. I'm just focused on what feels right for me. So that's a big one. I understand we may not agree. This is what feels right for me. So thank you. And that ends it. And if they want to keep creating an argument, I mean, just let them talk to themselves, because they really like hearing themselves speak. But emphasize that the differences in opinions are natural. It's okay. But your primary focus is on your own well-being and personal growth. So this will help maintain the boundaries while kind of keeping, you know, your mind open for understanding. Keep that door open to understand that other people aren't going to feel the same way as you, but it doesn't mean that you're wrong. It doesn't mean that your self-love journey is going the wrong direction. Everybody's journey is so different that you're going to cross paths with others who aren't at the same journey as you, or at the same, at the same level maybe as you. And so they're going to be way down here still, but they're on it. They're on the self-love journey. But you're way past all of those, my brain has broken. You're way past a lot of those moments that you had to go through to get to where you're at. That's not the word I wanted to use, but I hope you guys understand what I'm saying. So different levels of self-growth are a thing. And that doesn't mean that you can't remain friends with them, but you have to see that they're not where you're at yet. So you explaining to them certain things, they can only understand to the level that they're at. So you could talk to your blue in the face. They're not going to get it yet until they get it. You're not going to get it until you get it. And if you know, you know. So, but I think it's a big thing to say, you know, thank you for your input. I am on a self-love journey. I need to follow my own path. So many people try to redirect that path and that journey because they think that you guys are on the same one, but you're not. Everybody's on a self-love journey for different reasons, for different traumas, for different growth journeys, for different careers, for different relationships, for different everything. Being a better parent than you had, being a better spouse than you once had, being a better friend than you've ever had. You're all on these different journeys. So saying like, hey, I think I'm going to just kind of follow my own path on this one, it kind of tells them like, back off. And also like, love you, but I'm going to go this way. So I think that's really important. You can express, you know, your gratitude and you're thankful for the concern, but you also need to assert that you need to navigate this journey all on your own. This kind of communicates that your commitment to the self-discovery kind of sets a very respectful boundary, I feel like, regarding their choice of what they think you should be doing. Just, you know, thanks for your input. I'm kind of doing my own thing right now, and I appreciate that. All those little things. I need to stay focused on what feels right for me, and I'm confident in my choices. Those things. I write respectful things to say, like, in my notes, and sometimes I just go through them knowing how people could respond to certain things, and it's like an auto freaking copy paste. I can auto response certain things if people can disagree certain ways, so that I know I can predict that people at certain levels of their growth journey aren't going to agree with the level I might be at. And people above me, maybe I don't see why they're making that choice yet. That's like starting a business today and comparing yourself to Walmart. I'm not going to be a multi-billion-dollar company tomorrow. So why am I comparing my house or car to, you know, the owner of Walmart? Like, what am I doing? So stop comparing your journeys. Your day one and somebody else's day 1,000 are going to look very different. That's okay. You can still speak with compassion to each other and open communication about where you're at. Things like that. So I just really hope that you found so much positivity in today's episode. You know, just revealing the freedom that comes with loving yourself unconditionally, and by understanding that haters, or whatever you want to call them, choosing how you respond in self-love, you find that empowerment and just really that becoming more resilient is more of a protection to loving yourself. Just letting things, you know, slide right off your back like water on a duck. Oh my gosh, I'm never going to live that down, but I'm not cutting it out. I loved that. I think I heard that one time in my life and it stuck with me forever. And now it's with you guys. Thank you so much though for joining in this week. And stand tall in your boundaries. Let them authentically shine through. And if you found value in today's episode, please consider sharing with a friend. And hopefully the insights and strategies will let them move forward in their self-love journey and have that freedom from external judgments. And remember to always spread positivity and write into lovingyourselfcompletely@gmail.com. I do read them and I see them, and it takes me a moment and a while, but I'm getting through them. All these new listeners, you guys are wonderful and amazing. Thank you for the support and the empowerment on my journey, on your journey. I think it's absolutely incredible how far we're all coming, and I'm so excited for so much more to come. So I love you guys. Consider loving yourself completely and not consider, love yourself completely and consider open communication with people in your life that maybe you guys can redirect your perspective and save your relationship. Okay? All right. I will talk to you guys next week, and I hope you have a wonderful day. Bye.